I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week on The Rough Draft Diaries, I'm getting another tour. And we're looking at bikes. A lot of bikes.
So here, we'll go...
I'll follow you, yeah.
Yeah.
I like this pink bike over here.
Yeah?
It's so cute.
I guess we got some.
Oh, you have an upstairs.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
A lot
of bikes. So many.
Yeah, so
we're at Toledo Bikes with Daniel Lacerva, who is suffering from a tiny bit of a cold, but he is braving the cold of the empty studio. I visited Toledo Bikes during their off hours to show me around and get me acquainted with the mission of this nonprofit.
We provide bicycle repairs for the community. We do use bicycle sales, but mainly our focus is on education. We really want everybody to learn how to work on their bike, be able to use our professional tools, use our parts, and have access to it, and be able to come in and use our space to work on their bike and have a reliable form of transportation.
Daniel first came to Toledo Bikes in kind of an unfortunate way. His bike was stolen twice. So he brought an old bike to the shop and fixed it up. He volunteered so much that he eventually joined the team alongside shop director Eric Thomas. But it was really the programs that kept him there. Toledo Bikes consider themselves an educational resource first and foremost.
We do a class with the juvenile court system. We are doing a big course for people who have kind of brushed with the court system or have maybe done jail time or something like that. These kids get to come in and work on a bike, fix up a bike, and kind of get their hands to use. Really, the program started out as kind of like, oh, you steal a bike, so you need to fix a bike and give it to the kid you stole it from. And still some kids do that, but really the big thing that we found out about is not necessarily like vocational skills, but it really kind of lets them feel like they're a part of something, and it gives these kids like some kind of attention and guidance that they oftentimes lack. So being able to just kind of have a week to have a little community and feel like a part of something means a lot to these kids, and I've certainly seen it in working with the program.
But Toledo Bikes isn't just a resource for the younger generation. They hope to outreach to anyone of any age who's interested in cycling, whether as a hobby or in their daily life.
Yeah, no, that's really our big thing. We want to make cycling and transportation accessible to the city of Toledo, and we have lots of people who come and like need to get their bikes fixed or fix up their bikes because they need it for work. A lot of our, you know, kind of clients that we work with, they don't have a car. Like, this is how they get around. It's really nice to be able to provide that. You really feel like you're kind of doing something within the community and really helping people out. We aim to make Toledo a very pedestrian-friendly community. It's not right now. We're out to change that.
And here we get to the heart of the issue. If you've ever tried to ride a bike downtown or throughout Metro Toledo, you may already know that it's difficult. It's something I've experienced firsthand, but I'll let the experts explain why it's difficult for cyclists to get around the city.
I think a lot of the culture and the way that the city is laid out really demands a car. I think everything's kind of spread out. There's not a lot of central business districts. There's not a lot of kind of central areas. There's like little pockets within the area. I've been told Toledo is a masterclass on how not to structure our city. I think ways that that could probably be changed, you know, certainly on the biking side, is making people more aware of cycling and of cycling kind of rules. There's plenty of times where I'm out on the road, and it's very clear that drivers don't know how to act around me. We're also trying to get cyclists on the other end to know the rules as well. We see plenty of cyclists riding on the sidewalk or riding on the wrong side of the road. Like, you act like a car. That's kind of the general thing that most people need to understand.
You may immediately be thinking bike lanes, but Daniel is not a big fan of those either, mainly because it costs a lot of money and it takes a lot of time.
Personally, I think the easy ways that Toledo could be a better cycling city, first of all, more installation of bicycle racks. The other big thing would be decreasing speed limits. A lot of our main roads, especially in downtown, are still too fast. I don't know. There's a lot you could do. There's a lot you can say and there's a lot you can do. There are easy ways and there are difficult ways to make cycling more accessible and making Toledo more pedestrian friendly.
And Daniel believes, regardless of if you're currently interested in biking or whether or not you plan to be in the future, that developing a healthy and fun bike environment can only help improve the city of Toledo.
I mean, there's obviously the obvious things, like it's cheaper than having a motor vehicle. You don't have to pay for gas or anything like that. It's better for the environment. You have all those sort of options. But it also makes kind of a cleaner and more comfortable city. With cities where you can walk around or bike to, there's generally more happiness. There's generally more businesses. If you can just fly through an area on your car without looking either way, businesses in those parts of the city kind of die because you're able to just kind of bypass them. Being able to walk or making it, you know, easier for people to walk or bike kind of slows people down and gets people working towards making a better city and spending money in their city. I think there's a lot of good reasons why Toledo should be cycling accessible. How to make that happen is everybody has their own ideas, but we can certainly take steps.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.